Welcome today. We're talking about something every tradesperson needs to master, how to generate a steady flow of jobs for your business. Imagine this, you finish one job and instead of scrambling for the next, you've got a pipeline full of opportunities waiting. Sounds great, right? Stick with me because by the end of this episode, you'll have actionable tips to make it happen. Let's dive in. Running a trades business isn't just about getting the job done. It's about making sure the next job is lined up before you even finish the current one. A steady flow of work keeps your team busy, your income consistent, and yes, your stress levels under control. But here's the thing. Without that flow, you risk gaps in income, losing momentum, or even struggling to cover overhead costs. And that's not a situation anyone wants to be in, right? So how do we fix this? Let's break it down. First things first, your marketing message. Think of it as your handshake with potential customers. It's your chance to say, hi, this is who I am, this is what I do, and here's why you should hire me. Sounds simple, but getting it right can make all the difference. Your message clear? Here's an example. Would you rather hear, we do HVACs, or we specialize in residential HVACs with over 15 years of experience? One is vague. The other says exactly what you do and builds trust. Here's a quick exercise for you. Answer these three questions. Who are you? What do you offer? Why should someone care? Got it. Great. And if you need help refining it, services like Trade Booster can step in and give your message that extra polish. Now let's talk about a potential deal breaker, how you handle incoming calls. Picture this, a customer finds your number, calls you, and no answer. Or worse, the call isn't handled professionally. Guess what? They've already moved on to the next contractor. Saying here's what you can do to ensure that doesn't happen. You've got three options. Use your mobile phone fine for solos, but not scalable. Hire an answering service ensures every call is answered professionally. Have an in-house team member take over personal and consistent, but requires investment. Whatever option you choose, remember, always answer promptly, be courteous, and use a simple script to guide the conversation. Something like, thanks for calling. Can I get your name and details about the job you're looking for easy? Right? Let's move on to turning those calls into actual jobs. This is where your sales process comes in. You need a system, one that's clear, consistent, and professional. Here's a quick rundown. Respond to inquiries fast. Qualify leads. Ask questions like, what's your timeline? Or what's your budget? Send a detailed estimate promptly. Follow up. Don't assume the customer will get back to you first. Confirm everything in writing and set expectations. And remember, once the job's done, ask for feedback and referrals. This keeps your pipeline full and your customers happy. Here's a tricky one, balancing your current workload with finding future jobs. It's easy to let marketing slide when you're busy, but that's when you need it most. So, here's the game plan. Schedule time for business development. Even an hour a week can make a huge difference. Delegate tasks. If you've got a team, let them handle operations so you can focus on strategy. Use tech to automate. Tools like CreMS or project management software can save you hours each week. Pause for emphasis. A, don't forget, slower seasons are your best chance to ramp up marketing and plan for the busy periods. Here's something that costs you almost nothing but brings huge rewards, referrals, and reviews. Have you ever asked a happy customer for a referral? If not, start today. It's as simple as saying, if you know someone who could use my services, I'd really appreciate a recommendation. You can also incentivize referrals with discounts or gift cards. And for reviews, make it easy. Send them a link to Google or Yelp and ask for their honest feedback. Bonus points if you showcase those reviews on your website or social media. Finally, let's talk lead generation. The key here is variety. Try networking with realtors or property managers. Get involved in community events and post updates on social media. Advertising is another powerhouse. Google Ads lets you target people searching for your exact service. Facebook ads help you reach specific demographics. And don't forget directories like Home Advisor. They're a goldmine for local leads. So there you have it, a roadmap to keeping your trades business thriving. From crafting a killer marketing message to handling calls, refining your sales process, and building relationships, every piece plays a role. Remember, consistency is key. You don't have to tackle everything at once. Start small, focus on one or two strategies, and build from there. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, reach out to experts like Trade Booster. We're here to help you build a system that works so you can spend less time worrying about what's next and more time doing what you love. Thanks for listening to Trade Booster. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who might find it useful. Until next time, keep building and thriving.